in a world where deadlines sneak up and parents are still asking, do we need to register for the SAT? One program dares to bring clarity. Fast Start to College. With timelines. With tools. With truth. Rated E for everyone who's tired of guessing. Visit faststarttocollege.com. Brought to you by Fast Start to College. Proud sponsor of the Real Without Religion podcast.
You're listening to Real Without Religion with James Kiger, a podcast for spiritual seekers, ex-Christians, and anyone who's done with fear-based faith but still believes in something more. We're not here to argue. We're here to awaken. No guilt, no shame, no dogma. Just real talk, real truth, and real freedom. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hey, this is James, and welcome to the Real Without Religion podcast. We've talked quite a bit about speaking to the source, the universe, to God, whatever, but really never broke it down into simple steps that may be helpful for all of us. So let's try to do that today. So let's talk about it. Have you ever tried to manifest something by visualizing it? You know, I mean, just picturing it in your mind and then wondering why nothing changed. I realize all this talk about manifesting, visualization, and such is really all new language to most of us, including me. So, you know, if just praying or prayer fits better for you, then just run with that. That's fine as well. But let's start with the big question. What even is the universe? I mean, aren't we just talking about Star Trek stuff here? You know, suns, moons, stars, aliens, you know, space and matter. Others have tried to trade in the God in the sky image for something more energetic. And we do this. We talk about source, vibration, consciousness. And then there are those of us who just came out of religion and we find ourselves right in the middle now. We don't know what to do. We don't know what to call God, the universe. We're unsure if it needs a name or how to connect to it or whatever. I mean, some people say, didn't God create the universe? Why would we pray to his creation instead of him, right? But see, that's the thing. God is not a him, and the eternal source is bigger than the small g God that we have found in the Bible. Because the small g God in the Bible is jealous, is petty, and we have to describe him in some way, so we decided to make him a him. And we made him responsible for lots of bad things that he, in quotes, may not have been part of at all. So here's what I've come to believe, and you can try it on, see if it works for you. The universe is not a person, but it's also not a blob. It's not Santa Claus, but it's not silent either. It's not floating out there somewhere in the cosmos. But the universe is here, in us, through us, all around us, and part of everything. I believe the universe is intelligent, it's alive, and it's responsive. I believe it wants to partner with us in creating the kind of life that reflects who we truly are and what we came to this earth to be. Not by rewarding good behavior or punishing us when we're doing something wrong, but by responding to what we think, feel, believe, expect, and yes, even what we say. So let's slow this down and get real practical, because when I say visualization, I don't mean sitting around daydreaming. I mean using the same creative tool that your subconscious mind and your body already use all the time, but doing it on purpose instead. I'm in a state. What is visualization? It's the process of mentally rehearsing a future outcome in vivid detail until your mind begins to believe it's real. Your body starts to respond to it emotionally, and your energy starts to match the frequency of that new reality. But don't let all these big words scare you or confuse you. It's picturing in your mind so real that you can see it and feel it and believe it that it's going to happen. You know, I'm talking about the same realness that you feel when you suddenly wake up from a dream and you tell your partner, "Oh my God, that felt so real." You can feel it in your muscles. You can feel it in your bones. And your heart is beating 90 miles a minute. You know, athletes do this before every game. At least top level athletes do. Public speakers, they visualize an audience's response, standing ovations, anytime before they step on stage. And you've done it too. Have you done it when anytime you've imagined a conversation ahead of time and it happened exactly as you thought it would? Or you pictured yourself succeeding in a certain way and that's how it happened? Or you even feared something and then, oh my God, it happened exactly the way you thought it would. That's visualization. So the question is not, can we visualize? The question is, are we going to do it intentionally or just let our mind run with it? So I like to break things down to a level that I can understand. So basically a fifth grade level. So here's a quick step-by-step guide to help make visualization a daily and spiritual practice for us. So number one, we must get clear on what we want. You know, when I don't get any results or I study this and I talk about it and nothing happens, it's because so many times I really don't know what I want. I'll say I want it and then I'll talk myself right out of it. You know, the Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways and he shouldn't expect to receive anything from the Lord. But picture a specific scene that represents the outcome. In other words, put yourself in a place where you're seeing things happen that would happen had this come true. If you're looking to get a new house, walk through the house visually. See every room, or picture the real estate agent shaking your hand or giving you a bottle of wine to welcome you to your new home. Instead of, you know, just saying general things like, "Oh, I just want to be happy," picture yourself standing on the beach of that dream vacation with your partner, and you look over at them and you look out the sunset and the waves calmly, gently floating in the distance. Step two, how do you do that? Well, you close your eyes and you breathe. You know, we talk an awful lot about breathing, but it's really something we don't focus on enough. So when you do this, now literally breathe. Go someplace quiet. Take a few deep, slow breaths. Relax your shoulders. Your shoulders. And let your body know it's safe to imagine. Then enter the scene. Imagine the version of your life where this thing is already true. Not hoping that it's going to happen, but it has happened and you're living it right now. Think about where you are, what you see. Let your senses picture in vivid detail everything that you want. Smell the smells that are there. Get as sensory and specific as you possibly can be. Feel the emotion. You know, this is the key. Visualization without emotion is just a sketch. So ask yourself, what does it feel like to be here? And let that feeling rise up. And number five, stay in the vision for a while, 1 to 3 minutes. Keep looking around in your mind and take it all in. Make sure you're watching it out of your own eyes, not watching yourself participate in this. If your mind wanders, just bring it back gently. And finally, just anchor this vision that you have with words. Speak it out loud. Say something like, "This is mine now. Thank you, universe, and I receive this fully." This locks the image into your body and into your field of vibration, because you've gone from imagining to declaring it happening. And then release and return. Let it go. Don't stress about how it will happen. You've committed it to the universe. Now, this is the hardest part for me, because I always try to plan ahead. Well, you know, maybe I'll win the lottery and that's how I'll be able to pay off my house. Or maybe I'll get this bonus and that will provide the money for me to go on this vacation. But that's not what we're talking about. You just need to visualize it, believe it, and let the universe bring it about. It's not your job to figure out how. It's your job to picture it so deeply that you're giving the universe something to work with. I'm talking about certainty now. Like the certainty you would have if you were on top of a tall building somewhere and you decided you wanted to jump off with a parachute. You would have no doubt believing that as soon as you jumped off the edge, you would go down because of the law of gravity. It would take over. Then when you opened your parachute, you head back up to the top and you realize the new law took over. Now that one might require a little bit more faith, because you got to make sure that that parachute opens, but you know that the law of lift would overcome the law of gravity. And that's how certain you must be that the law of abundance, the laws of the universe, and the law of what we're talking about, that's how it works. You must be 100% certain. So let's go deeper into this idea of speaking. There's something sacred about the spoken word. In the beginning was the word. That's just not poetic. That's energetic truth. Words carry vibrations. And when you speak something out loud, you are shaping energy. That's why I like to call it a declaration instead of an affirmation. It's because you're reinforcing reality. You're sending a message, not just to the universe, but to your own subconscious mind. Your words align with your body and with your vision. So if you visualize having peace in your life, but you keep saying, "My life is always a mess," your words will win every single time, because your voice is powerful. So don't waste those words. So how do you actually talk to the universe? Well, here's the good news. You don't need fancy language. You don't need to sound spiritual. You just need to be honest. But more importantly, you need to be intentional. You might say things like, "Universe, show me what I need to know," or "I'm ready to receive. Thank you, God, for what's unfolding, even if I can't see it yet." You know, it could be a whispered prayer, something you write in your journal. It could be a full body declaration that you shout in your car. The volume doesn't matter. The vibration does. Because you're not begging. You're partnering. You're co-creating. So talk to the universe. Visualize what you want. Speak it with clarity. Feel it with joy. And then let it go with peace. So here's a simple practice to close today. Just take a breath. Picture one thing that you're ready to experience. See it. Feel it. Now speak one sentence aloud, like, "I received this," or "Thank you, it's already on the way," or "It's done, it's mine. So it is and so it will be." And then say that. And then say, "Namaste." I realize this is so different from what we grew up in church with. But the principles of asking and receiving, they were taught by Jesus. And I believe he meant it much more than what we've received from it. So visualize what you want. Speak it out to the universe. Hold that vision in your mind and receive what you've pictured. In your life, be a co-creator today. And as always, stay grounded, stay curious, and stay real. A menace to all.
Thanks for joining us on Real Without Religion. If this stirred something deep within you, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who's ready to wake up. You don't have to go back to the box. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to be willing to be real and trust what's already inside you. Until next time, stay curious, stay grounded, and stay real.
College is coming. Do you have a plan? Most families wait too long, spend too much, and feel completely overwhelmed. Fast Start to College helps you take the guesswork out. College lists, timelines, test prep, even money talk. You don't need more pressure. You need a plan that works. Visit www.faststarttocollege.com to get started. Fast Start to College, proud sponsor of the Real Without Religion podcast.